News via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of coronavirus deaths rose to about 120,000 and the number of confirmed cases jumped to 1.9 million. U.S. deaths approached 24,000 and the number of confirmed cases is less than a third of the worldwide figure. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says that New York's death toll from the virus has topped 10,000 with hospitals still seeing 2,000 new patients a day. The death tally hit the milestone only about a month after the state recorded its first death. The state tallied 671 new deaths on Sunday. It was the first time in a week the daily toll tipped below 700. Still, the governor noted Monday that people are still dying at a horrific level of pain and grief and sorrow. Meanwhile, New York City's health department says the city is in danger of running out of swabs for COVID-19 tests and should test only hospitalized patients. Japan's health ministry said Tuesday that the country had 390 new cases of the virus for a domestic total of 7,645 as of the end of Monday. The country, which separately had 712 cases from a cruise ship quarantined near Tokyo earlier this year, now has a combined total of 8,357 cases with 121 deaths. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe declared a state of emergency in Tokyo and six other prefectures deemed at the highest risk of the coronavirus infection explosion. He has asked the people to stay at home and keep social distancing as much as 80%. However, many people were still seen queuing up at grocery stores and crowding shopping centers and arcades in downtown Tokyo. This is VOA News. Storms that killed more than 30 people in the southeast United States are spreading misery atop a pandemic as they move up the East Coast. The severe weather outbreak that began on Easter in the Deep South caused floods, mudslides, and more than 1 million power outages by Monday. Officials say 11 died in Mississippi, 8 more died in Georgia. Other deaths were reported in Arkansas, Tennessee, in the Carolinas. The severe weather outbreak came with much of the nation shut down because of the new coronavirus. In Alabama, people huddled into community storm shelters wearing protective masks to guard against the threat. China is turning its eye to its northeastern border with Russia in a bid to stamp out a possible second wave of coronavirus infections. It comes as the country's number of new daily cases rose to its highest in nearly 6 weeks, with more than 90% of those involving people coming from abroad. Half involved Chinese nationals returning from Russia's far eastern federal district. Having largely stamped out domestic transmission, China has been slowly easing curbs on movement as it tries to get its economy back on track, but there are fears that a rise in imported cases could spark a second wave of the virus. Chinese immigration officials said the country has cut the number of people crossing its borders by 90% and has tried to stop all non-essential journeys. Thousands of displaced Syrians have begun moving back to their homes in war-torn Idlib province despite the risk of renewing conflict, some driven by fear that the new coronavirus could wreak havoc on the cramped camps near the Turkish border. The choices are grim for Syrian refugees remaining tightly packed camps near the Turkish border where the coronavirus could spread like wildfire or return to the war zone they fled from in Idlib province. As American workplaces and all manner of U.S. institutions are forced to adapt amid the coronavirus pandemic, so too must the U.S. Supreme Court. The highest court in the land announced on Monday that for the first time, the nine justices will hear cases argued by teleconference rather than in the courtroom. That includes a closely watched dispute over whether President Trump's tax and financial records should be disclosed. A court spokeswoman said that arguments in 10 cases will be heard by teleconferencing next month, and all of the justices will participate remotely. The change is highly unusual, as the court historically is resistant to embrace new technologies. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.